Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you. Having blue blood in your family tree may have some advantages, but it can also be a source of false pride. So what if you had ancestors who came across the Atlantic on the Mayflower? Does that make you a better man or woman? When we begin trusting in our heritage for salvation or for special treatment, we are in for a great disappointment. Nobody deserves being considered for special honor and unusual privileges just because of who his forefathers or foremothers were. The Apostle Paul had an unusual background. He had grown up in a very religious home, was educated at the feet of one of Israel's great rabbis, Gamaliel, and had been advanced above other men of his own age in Israel. With his natural talent and his devotion to duty, he almost certainly would have become nationally known, perhaps even internationally known, even if he had not become an apostle of Christ. But he did not trust in his flesh, although from a worldly viewpoint, he had many reasons to have confidence in his fleshly connections and accomplishments. He was circumcised the eighth day, showing how devout his parents were. He came from the stock of Israel, which made him a true blue Jew. He was born into the tribe of Benjamin, one of the two tribes which remained faithful after the kingdom of Israel was divided. Paul refers to himself as a Hebrew of Hebrews, Philippians 3:5. This expression may need some clarification. At the time of Paul's conversion to Christ, the Jews were divided into two groups, the Hellenists and the Hebraists. The book of Acts provides some information on the Hellenistic Jews, or as they are called in Acts, the Grecians. When the church had begun to grow, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution of food. Acts 6:1. The Grecians were not Greeks, but were Jews who had made many concessions to Greek culture. They spoke the Greek language and generally behaved like Greeks. On the other hand, the Hebrews had remained faithful to their heritage, although, like Paul, many of the Hebrews spoke the Greek language. The Hebrews, or the Hebraists, still functioned as foreigners among their fellow men. They had not compromised with the culture surrounding them. Paul called himself a Hebrew of Hebrews. Neither Paul nor his family had accommodated themselves to the influence of the Greek culture. We have to admire people, whether or not we agree with them, for living by their convictions. The Hebrews believed God's law required them to remain separate from the world surrounding them, and they stood by their convictions, even when they were the laughingstock of their communities. But being faithful to the Jewish heritage did not give Paul nor anyone else a reason for trusting in the flesh. Paul explained to King Agrippa that his manner of life from his youth was well known among the Jews. He had conducted himself by the strict rules of the Pharisees, Acts 26:4-5. He had kept the law as nearly perfectly as he was able. These are his words about his devotion to the law of Moses, as touching the law, a Pharisee, Philippians 3:5. Incidentally, if you think all Pharisees were hypocrites, please remember that Paul was a Pharisee and he was not a hypocrite. He told the Jewish council, "I have lived in all good conscience before God until this day." Acts 23:1. Could Paul put his confidence for salvation in circumcision, in being of the stock of Israel, in being a Benjamite, in being a Hebrew of Hebrews? "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ." Philippians 3:5. Thank you, dear friends, for listening, and may God bless you.